Marlboro Music Festival. We want to thank Marlboro for working with us and helping to make it possible. And with those few words of explanation and introduction, it's my great pleasure to welcome, in alphabetical order, Mr. Guy Clark. Joe Ely. John Hyatt. And Lyle Lovett. Enjoy our Marlboro Songwriters Night.
You're looking Trey Lumberjack there, John.
Thanks.
Well, we're just going to sit around here and play some songs and tell stories and lies, and I guess that's about as far as it goes until we run out of time. Oh, there I go. Maybe I'll start with a little love song. There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomato, homegrown tomato. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy. And that's true love and homegrown. Ooh, pick it, guy. Yeah, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure. But it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot griddle. Homegrown tomato. Homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. What do you say, John? Yeah. There you go. Life I lead, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in a garden, it'd be much better. And I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown leaving me hanging here. All right. Look out, champ. Susanna and I used to live in this little apartment out in Los Angeles, damn, California. It's a pretty weird place. The weirdest thing about this, though, was the landlord. He's one of those guys that come home from work every day and go out to the garage. Make his own bullets. The saving grace about this little place was right outside the front window was the prettiest grapefruit tree you ever seen in your whole life. grapefruit were sweet. One morning, we awoke to the sound of the landlord out there with an axe, chopping down the grapefruit tree. So I went outside and said, "Man, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh, guy," he said, "you know, this damned old grapefruit tree," he said, "the son bitch has been here 30 or 40 years, I guess. Said it's gotten so big and the roots have spread out so far, they're starting to crack my concrete driveway, mess up my patio." Pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me. Sometimes people ask me, or I'm sure ask everybody, what their favorite song is that they wrote, and this is mine. A song about 10 seconds in a woman's life. Well, she's standing on the gone side of leaving. She found a thumb and stuck it in the breeze. She'll take anything going close to somewhere. She can lay it down and live it like she'd please. 'Cause she ain't going nowhere, she's just living. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. She ain't going home, and that's for sure. Well, the wind had its way with her hair, and the blues had their way with her smile. She had a way of her own, just like prisoners have a way with a file. She ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. She ain't going home, and that's for sure. Not sitting down crying on her suitcase. Oh, she had no second thoughts by the road. But she's got feelings that need some repairing, and she did not give a damn that it showed. 'Cause she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. She ain't going home, and that's for sure. Nah, she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. She ain't going home, and that's for sure. Nah, she ain't going home, and that's for sure. Tried and true. He'd done about everything there is to do. He worked on freighters and he'd worked in bars. He worked on farms and he'd worked on cars. Well, it was white port to put that look in his eye that grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on the curb to rest and his head just fell down on his chest. He was an elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell. He's old, years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you has just begun. And he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. He could cut through the years to the very night, but it ended in a whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. I've been 17 years riding line, and he ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, and too many nights of not being together. So he died. And when they went through his personal effects, and among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl in a door and an address in Dallas and nothing more. And the welfare people provided the priest, and the couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left, and she's standing there, the black veil covering the silver hair. Old One-Eyed John said her name was Alice. She used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll. Lord, let him roll. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Just you let him roar, Lord, let him roar. He always said that heaven was just a Dallas hole. Just you let him roar, Lord, let him roar. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Hey, listen. Y'all ever been to a shrink? Quite an experience. I asked that question the other night in New York City, and the whole audience raised their hand. It's kind of a little mental health talking blues. I was feeling real depressed, man. I was feeling real low down. I just felt so bad that I could not get my butt up off the ground. Well, I was moping around the house, and I was bumping into walls. I was crying at the Andy Griffith Show, and I was snapping at the dog. I was starting to fear for my sanity. Could not find my ego with both hands. Decided professional help was the only hope for me. So I called up this number, which I'd gotten off TV. They said, are you having marital problems? Are you emotionally impaired? Are you sure you're being followed? Are you just scared of being scared? Well, if so, you better come on in and have a little talk with the doc. So I did. Doctor, I got trouble on my mind now. Listen to me, Doc, I don't have much time. I got a feeling down inside me and it will not go away. You know it hangs on and bangs on my soul every day. Doctor, good doctor, I'm grabbing at loose ends and I hadn't felt like I used to since I don't remember when. When yesterday got past me, today is all the same. And tomorrow really scares me, man. I just can't play the game. He said, quit whining. He said, straighten up and fly right. To which he added, life is not a piece of cake. Shit. Well, he wanted to know if my insurance was paid up. Well, I'm okay and you're okay if the check's okay. Second best $100 I ever spent. Time. Thank you all for coming out. It's like when you're making conversation, you're trying not to scream, and you're trying not to tell them that you don't care what they mean. really feeling fragile. You really can't get home. You really feel abandoned, but you want to be alone. Oh, friends, they shine like diamonds. Oh, friends, you can always call. Oh, friends, Lord, you can't buy. You know it's old friends after all. Is empty. And the light begins to fade. And there's nothing to protect you except a window shade. It's hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you most. You can't tell the difference between an angel. Joe Ely, John Hyatt, Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl King Jr. We had a wonderful time. Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you.
Songs we know, some we don't know. So please enjoy, and we will too. Okay. old blue shirt suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. Well, I can work all day, I can dance all night. Got an old used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse. But he always shows up when the chips are down. Stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. She's crazy and paints like God. She got a playground sense of justice, she won't take odds. I got a tattoo with her name right through my soul, and I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. This is a little song about jumping off the garage. Sack cape tied all around his neck. He climbed up on the garage, he's figuring what the heck. Screwed his courage up so tight that the whole thing come unwound. He got a running start, bless his heart, he headed for the ground. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms, hold your breath, and always trust your kid. Mm-hmm. all grown up with a flower sack cape tied all around his dreams. He's full of piss and vinegar, he's busting at the seams. So he licked his finger and he checked the wind, said it gonna be do or die. He wasn't scared of nothing, he's pretty sure he could fly. Wait, well, you know that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms, hold your breath, and always trust your cape.
I have been
seen the Mona Lisa too. I have heard Doc Watts play Columbus Stockade Blues. Forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my fault. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I love you from the get-go, I love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps, Dave said goodbye. Well, I wished I was in Austin. In the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas, not caring where you are. Hey. Texas. You got all inspired. Sitting on the fender for someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the park. You can hear the band playing right through the wall. There ain't no cover charge, there ain't no last call out the bar. Now there's a couple of cowboys putting up their dues. There wasn't much to it after both of them puked out the bar. Couple of tickets and they took a couple of names out in the park. Whoops, there's a couple who could not wait to be at home. Probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the park. Now the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave. But the drummer's got a girlfriend and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the park. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel, and I love to hear the pickup trucks come unraveled. And some have given up, some have given in.
Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the park.
Do is just sit up here and trade songs and have as much fun as we possibly can. I guess that's about it. This is a song about the first time I ever saw a streamlined train. Yeah. Happened in a little town in West Texas where I was born called Monahans. Out between Pecos and nowhere. But it was like, you know, it was like a moonshot or something. I mean, the whole town turned out. Train didn't stop or nothing, but we all went down there anyway. Now, being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are picking black and smoking steam, screaming at the wheels, pickin' anything is, at least that's the way she feels. Trains are pickin' black and smoking louder in July 4, but everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail of the soldiers from the war. Just something that even old man Wildman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day. Something strange is going on, and we is all in the way. Now there's 50 or 60 people, they're just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes, and they come down from the bars. Ooh, and everybody's checking. Old Jack Tittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when they finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. Cause things got real quiet. Mama jerked me back, not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Woo! Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog psycho. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come to show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog psycho. Lord, she never even stopped. She left 50 or 60 people still sitting on the cars and wondering what is coming to and how it got this far. Oh, but me, I got a nickel smash flatter than a dime by mad dog runaway red silver streamline train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, here she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come to show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog psycho, yeah. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog psycho. Thank you. Gone.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Well, sure, John.
Thanks.
We're going to wait right here till you get back.
It'll just be about 10 minutes.
Okay, let's see. I heard somebody ask for what, Randall Nye? Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. My father had a Randall knife, and my mother gave it to him. When he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, you know my father well. If a better blade was ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade. And only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. The knife was made for darker things. You could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one, and he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word one. And there it slept, and there it stayed. 20-some-odd years, sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40, and I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. I'd cried for every lesser thing, for whiskey, pain, and beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So we took his ashes out to sea, and poured them off the stern. And in through the roses and the wake of everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. I found a tear for my father's life and all that it stood for.
Thank you. This is a song that I wrote about a man who was kind of like my grandfather. Actually, he was my grandmother's boyfriend, what he was. But his name was Jack Prigg, and he drilled oil wells all over the world. First oil wells in South America and the Middle East. And he's a guy that taught me how to whittle, and cuss, spit, drive a car, and sit up straight. And
I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit in the kitchen and he'd cry and run his fingers through 7 days of living and wonder, Lord, has every well I drilled gone dry? With his friends, me and his old man was like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Well, he's a drifter and a driller of oil wells and an old school man of the world. He taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to. Ooh, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives was like some old western movie, like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe. There was old men with beer guts and dominoes, oh, and they're lying about their lives while they play. And I was just a kid. They all call his sidekick, like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. And one day I looked up and he's pushing 80. There's brown tobacco stain all down his chin. Well, to me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? He's drinking beer and playing moon and 42, like a desperado waiting for a train. Like a desperado waiting for a train. And then the day before he died, I went to see him. And I was grown and he was almost gone. So we just closed our eyes and dreamed of supper kitchen and sang another verse, that old song. Come on, Jack, the son bitch is coming. And with desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train.